Welcome to Hack the Entrepreneur, the show which reveals the fears, habits, and inner battles behind big-name entrepreneurs and those on their way to joining them. Now here is your host, John Naster.
Hey, hey, this is Hack the Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for joining me again today. I am your host, John Naster, but you can call me Johnny. My guest today is an author, strength and conditioning coach, and an entrepreneur. He's the author of The Perfect Day Formula and a Men's Health magazine contributor. He's also the creator of the popular workout program, Turbulence Training. You can read his daily wisdom over at his new business, earlytorise.com. Now, let's hack. Craig Ballantyne. I want to take a moment to thank today's sponsor, ActiveCampaign. ActiveCampaign enables you to send perfectly timed messages in response to your customers' actions and behaviors. It's been proven. Companies using marketing automation see 53% higher conversions than those using traditional, what I call boring, email marketing methods. Treat your contacts as unique individuals rather than sending everyone the same boring message. With marketing automation, your campaigns can listen, learn, adapt, and respond. All based on your contacts' behaviors and as their customer profile changes. It's beautiful, it's easy to use, and you don't need to hire consultants because you can set it up for yourself. See why thousands are upgrading to a more intelligent marketing solution. Sign up for a free 14-day trial right now, no credit card needed. Go to activecampaign.com/hack. There's no training fees, there's absolutely no contracts, and pricing is accessible to any business. Plus, there's an absolutely special offer for Hack the Entrepreneur listeners. You can get a free migration service right now. Move all your contacts, lists, templates, anything you want from your old provider. You're going to get your second month of service absolutely for free, no matter which pricing level you decide to take. Plus, there's a free one-on-one strategy session with a platform consultant. You can use this during your free trial to give yourself a jump start. Start marketing smarter today. Get and convert more leads with ActiveCampaign. Go to activecampaign.com/hack right now. We are back with another episode of Hack the Entrepreneur. And today we have a very, very special guest, Craig. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, John.
This is, I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I've been looking forward to this call.
Yeah, it's going to be really great. It's great to talk to another entrepreneur in Toronto and get connected on that level.
Yeah, totally. All right, let's jump into it. Craig, as an entrepreneur, can you tell me what is the one thing that you do that you feel has been the biggest contributor to your successes so far?
It's definitely being connected to other people. And so I've learned a lot from this guy, Joe Polish, who you've probably heard of. Joe Polish is the most connected guy that I know, from Richard Branson, you know, to hundreds and hundreds of business owners. And so I've learned a lot from him, and I've made it, you know, my mission in life to help as many people as possible, not only my customers, but also other business owners. So I'm always trying to figure out ways I can introduce them to people and that sort of stuff. And so, you know, I keep a little spreadsheet of, you know, who have I helped recently? You know, what's a little note that I can go and help this person with? Or, you know, the next time I talk to them, what can I tell them? And that sort of thing. And so really, because of that, you know, I'm not the world's best salesperson. I'm not the world's best copywriter. I'm not the world's best manager or leader, but I just know a lot of people. And so I know that when I'm struggling with something, because of the goodwill I've built up through my friendships, that I can go and ask for advice from people. And so it's been really great because it's also just fun. It's really fantastic way of growing a business. And I call it making money with friends, because so many of these people that I've connected with have become truly my best friends in life.
Yeah, I love that. How is it that you, like, making money with friends is like the ideal sort of place people want to get to? But if you're starting and you're not connected to friends who are also making money, how is it that you sort of got your foot in the door to, say, meet that first person that you could be connected with and sort of help out and maybe get helped at some point?
Yeah, it's a great question. And another thing that I should add is I'm a very introverted person. And so I don't love schmoozing. I don't, you know, I'm the type of person who will, you know, sit there until the very last minute before going to an event. You know, I'll sit in a room at a seminar in my hotel room, and I'll sit in my, you know, at the seminar and avoid going down to the event. So it's not like I'm the type of person who's in, you know, introducing myself to everybody. But what I did was I built up a bit of a position of strength. And I was able to do that by getting involved with Men's Health magazine. I was lucky in a way, but also always looking for opportunity. And so I was writing an email newsletter back in 1999, believe it or not. And so I was sending that out to people. And then I found the fitness editor's email address, and he said he was looking for new writers. And so I sent him some material, and I got lucky. He put it in the magazine. And the next thing you know, I'm Men's Health magazine contributor. And that gave me a lot of credibility in the fitness industry. So it's something that me and my friends would call position of strength. You know, it's that ability to come into a situation with, I guess you could say, the upper hand. You're like, oh, this guy from Men's Health is contacting me, I better get back to him, sort of thing. And so if there's anything that you can leverage, whether it's a skill set or whether it is, you know, credibility, then you do that when you're reaching out to people. But also, I think James Altucher has come up with a really great way of people having an opportunity to go from, you know, no credibility and, you know, having really nothing going for them to getting on somebody's radar. And that's his idea of doing the 10 big ideas. And so I do this quite often. I'll come up with, you know, like, here's 10 ideas on how I can help John Nastor, you know, get more people on his podcast. And so, you know, I'll like write all the people down that I could introduce you to, or, you know, like, here are the 3 media outlets that I could get your podcast to so that you could get more publicity for it. Or, you know, here's 3 different types of shows that you can do. And I'd send that email list over to you unsolicited. And you know what? 9 times out of 10, someone will get back to you. Well, maybe even less than that. Maybe only 5 times out of 10 people will get back to you when you write that 10 big idea thing. But if you go and do that, first of all, you'd be very creative, as James teaches us. It trains our idea muscle, as he likes to say. But it also, you know, shows that you're going to somebody with a helping hand. And then, hey, listen, John, I love your podcast. I just want to help you get it in front of more people. Here are 10 ideas. Take them or leave them, whatever. But I just wanted to introduce myself and say, here they are. Hope they help. And you know what? Let me know how it goes. And if there's anybody I can introduce you to, here's who I know, and away you go. And so one thing just to add to that, John, is that, you know, people always love to write, hey, how can I help you? But I think I've read articles that other people pointed out that that's not very helpful when you say to somebody, how can I help you? Because then now I got to do the work of thinking, oh, I don't know, how can you help me? I don't know who you know. And so it's actually work on me. But if you go to somebody and say, hey, listen, here are 3 people I can introduce you to, or here are 10 ideas, just trying to help, you've done all the work for them. And then they just get to take the advice and go improve things. And they're going to be like, hey, you're really awesome. Now let me do something for you. And that's how relationships start.
Yeah. Two really important things. The James Altucher doing the 10, but even going back where you said you got lucky with Men's Health, obviously you didn't get lucky because you went out to them and approached the editor.
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of people are afraid to take that step. And I mean, that's a whole obviously huge topic to unwrap for people, but it's kind of creating that luck for yourself, being willing to go out and meet that first person or sending that email or making that reach out and being willing to be told no.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I call it the law of action attraction. It worked for me in allowing me to buy the business of my dreams. And it's knowing what you want to achieve and then figuring out, okay, here are all the things I have to go and do, and I'm going to go and do the work. And so, you know, going back to 1999, I was sending out an email newsletter by Hotmail to 3,000 people, and you could only send it out to 50 people at a time. So I was, you know, sending out 50 manual emails in order to send my email newsletter. It took me like an hour to do. I had no idea what I was doing, but I was doing all of these things and just taking action in the right direction. And then, like you said, I was also searching for opportunity online. That's how I found the email address of the editor. And then I sent him something I had. And then when I was given the opportunity, for anybody that ever works with people in magazines, realize they are underpaid and overworked, and they're always on deadline. And the reason they kept going back to me was not only for the, you know, decent advice I had, but also for the fact that if they emailed me on a Friday morning and said, I have a deadline on Friday afternoon, I would give them a couple ideas by Friday at lunchtime. And most other people wouldn't get back to them till next Tuesday, which is already too late. So always remember that whenever you get an opportunity to make the other person a hero, make it easier on them, do the work for them, and then they'll come back to you with more and more opportunities time and time again.
Exactly. Exactly. I love it. I love it. So I don't think we can let this sort of pass, but this law of action attraction that allowed you to buy your business, your dream business.
Yeah,
absolutely. Can we hear this story?
Yeah. So it started off in 2006. So right around the time it was a very pivotal year for me. I was going through these anxiety attacks right down the road from where you are in Toronto when I lived there. And I also hired my first business coach. And that was a mistake because I should have hired the guy 3 years earlier, but I waited too long. And that's another lesson later on. But, you know, I hired my business coach. The very first question on the very first call, my coach, Tom Venuto, asked me, Craig, what do you want your fitness business to look like in 5 years from now? And I said, Tom, well, I really love this this business called earlytorise.com that I see on the internet. And I'm a subscriber to their newsletter, have been for 5 years. It's amazing. It helps people improve their wealth, their health, the relationships. I just love it. It's the holistic approach that I want to deliver to people around the world. And he said, okay, great. And then that was about it for that conversation. And then we went on and he helped me with my current business and it was really great. And then I started doing all the things that I knew I had to do in order to become the owner of that business. I started becoming a speaker, a coach, a better writer. I started networking even more. And I did all of these things. And then in 2010, I was with just a friend of mine, Matt Smith, who's now my business partner. And we were on a trip with Yannick Silver and Tim Ferriss in the Arizona desert. And Matt and I struck up a conversation in the airport on the way home about what I want my business to look like. And I reiterated, hey, I want to have something like Early to Rise. And then a few months later, he was with the owner of Early to Rise. And the owner said, I'm ready to sell the business. And my friend Matt came to me and said, hey, do you still want it? And it was 5 years, 3 months, and 17 days after I told my first coach and put it out to the universe and started taking action that I was able to buy the business of my dreams. And so I changed the law of attraction, which I was always very skeptical about, to the law of action attraction, that you know, when you know exactly where you want to get to, when you have a clear vision for your life and you start taking all the steps to get there, you can achieve exactly what you want in life. Not just kind of sort of what you want, but exactly.
I love it. I love it. And it's funny because I read it in your book today, that story with my coffee this morning. And I love it because it's the law of action attraction. The law of attraction obviously lets people roll their eyes at it because so many people got caught up with the fact that if I just imagine it, it'll come true. Yeah, if you do that and then work your ass off for 5 years,
right,
it will come true. Amazing how that works.
Right. It's 3 months and 17 days late, so don't hold that against me, but it all worked out.
Yeah, I love that you wanted a business like that exact one and you got that actual business.
I got the exact
one. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. All right. So we talked about at the beginning, sort of like your one thing is that being connected, right? So Every business expert now, Craig, talks about the 80-20 rule, right? Find that 20% that gives you the 80% of the results. And they tell you to do what you're good at and delegate the rest. Craig, can you please tell me something that you are absolutely not good at in your business?
You know, this is unfortunate, but I'm not the best manager of people. I'm introverted by nature. You know, I do close the door when I'm in the office, but I know that I need to get better at it. And so I am trying to get better at it all the time, but I'm not the best coach to the employees. I'm not the best manager. I'm not the best person who can hire people, but I am getting better at it. And so that's one thing, you know, if I was really great at that, if I was a really great, you know, in-person leader, I know that I'd be more successful. And so it's just an obstacle that I'm going to overcome. And so that is one thing that, you know, I'm working on. Great question.
When you were choosing your partner, Matt, your business partner, was this weakness within yourself something you were like self-aware of to know that you needed a business partner who could fulfill that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that's a great question. And you know, leads to a point that I tell everybody about partnerships is, make sure that the other person is strong where you are weak. And, you know, Matt is excellent at that. He did college pro painters when he was, you know, at that age. He didn't actually go to college, but he ran one of those businesses and he's done literally thousands of interviews. And so he's an expert at it, but he's also wise enough to know that even today he is still learning about hiring the right people the right way. But he did have all that experience on his side. And so that was really important. And allowed us to do to do the best that we could with our partnership. And I have another partnership with a guy named Bedros Koulian, and he's, you know, much more extroverted and California cool than I am. And it's worked out really well, because where he is really strong, I was weak, and where I am really strong, he was pretty good at, but not as good as me. So he doesn't have a whole lot of weaknesses, whereas I do.
Have you always been into, since you have two business partners, into partnerships in business rather than just going at it yourself and hiring people around you?
I started off doing all this stuff on my own. So, you know, when I started my turbulence training program, my fitness online fitness business back in 1999, it was all me for, you know, the first seven, well, no, actually until I didn't have my first partner until 2010. So it was a full decade. But then I realized, I've always realized my weaknesses. I've actually said that my superhuman power is introspection. So I actually have two. One is the ability to do introspection and realize where I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. And the other superpower I have is falling asleep in cars. So unfortunately, only one of those is actually really valuable in terms of business. And so, you know, being able to realize, hey, listen, Craig, you're not the greatest manager. You need somebody who's better with people here until you improve. And so, you know, it's not like I said, I'll never try and get better at it, but it was great to have these partners come in. And so, and you know, these two guys are two of my four best friends in the world. And I absolutely love these guys like brothers. And so I'm making money with, you know, family and friends now.
Yeah, you're definitely good at choosing the right partners, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I've never actually had too much in terms of a bad partnership, but it just goes, you know yourself and then know the other person for a couple of years before you go into business with somebody.
Yeah, exactly. And know the other person. All right, let's move to projects if we can, Craig.
Yeah.
Projects is a loose term. So whether it's like a big project within Early to Rise or a small, like a product or anything you want, but I would love to know, like, seeing as you have a partner and the company's been around for a long time, almost 15 years, I think the site's been around. So I'm sure it's evolved, but I would like to know right now sort of what the process is you go through, and whether that's a written process or just an internal gut process, but what process do you go through to decide when a project is worth not just yours, but your team's time, energy, and resources?
Ooh, that is a good question. So what we do is a lot of iteration, I suppose. So, you know, we do one thing and, you know, we see, can we make this work on some Facebook advertising? Can we make this work to our email list? And if we get some traction, then we grow on it. So, you know, it's, for example, my book became this kit that you've seen, this little orange box that's full of all these success tools. We're like, okay, we can go and make this. Let's get a few thousand printed and let's see if we can go and sell this thing. And, you know, I hustled my butt off in 2016. I did over 101 podcasts, interviews. I spoke on the stage 10 times and we sold it every which way from Sunday. And we were able to sell that many. And then it evolved into these workshops that I now do. So it's always, I guess you would say, little steps and little bets turning into bigger victories. And so we're very much, as the man who once started Early to Rise, his name is Mark Ford, he called it the reluctant entrepreneur approach. And that's what we do. You know, we don't make big bets. We just slowly try things out. Okay, this is working. We're going to do more of it. This is not working. We're going to shut this down. And, you know, that's how we approach our projects.
I like it. And in this sort of iterative approach, which I admire, is when you said back in 2016, you hired your first business coach when the mistake was that
it took
too long. 2006, sorry, yeah. That you hired your first business coach, but the mistake was that you took too long to hire that first coach. Would you now say you wanted to tackle a new project and say it was Facebook ads, something you guys didn't have experience in? Would you go out and find a coach to get you up to speed and running? Or like, do you still utilize coaches within the company?
Yeah, I spend $100,000 a year in coaching. So, I'm into it. You know, the difference in 2006, I like to make this joke that I was, you know, I'm half Scottish and half German. So I was obviously too cheap and too frugal to go and get a coach earlier. And so that's the number one mistake I've made in business, was not hiring a coach sooner, because I could have afforded it in 2003. I waited till 2006. And knowing that I waited those 3 years, I mean, how many books would I have out right now? How evolved would my business be You know, how much sooner would I have helped a million people, which was one of my first goals with the fitness business? And so, you know, all of these things could have done faster with a coach. And I learned that the hard way. And so now I do not, you know, ever hesitate to do coaching. And I actually have hired Bedros and Matt are my coaches. So, I mean, I pay my best friends for coaching because I know they are the best at what I want to achieve. You know, they're helping me get the funnels down that I need to have in order to sell the books, in order to get people to buy the kits, and in order to get people to the workshops and do the phone sales and hire the right people. And so I hire these guys, even though they're my best friends, but you should have the, you know, that arrangement in place, because otherwise neither side takes it seriously enough. It has to be that formalized coaching, even if it's somebody you know. And so that is what I've done, and I take it very seriously. And I suppose it's self-serving because I am a coach for me to say that, you know, coaching is so important. But you know, everybody in the Olympics, you know, I went to the Olympics last year in Rio, and everybody there had a coach and they're gold medalists. So kind of seems like if you want to be a high performer, you should have a coach. So, you know, every person has a coach. Mark Zuckerberg has coaches. And so, you know, it's not just for athletes, it's for all of us.
Yeah. And, but in 2006, like it, I know it's jokingly to say that you were too cheap or too frugal, but do you think maybe from yourself, self-introspection, do you think maybe you weren't yet like coachable as a person?
Yeah, that's another thing. So, you know, know-it-all, very stubborn, you know, I am as odd as it sounds, I don't have a lot of material objects, but I am very egotistical in a way. And so I always want to win and I don't want to admit flaws. Or I didn't, at least when I was younger. I admit a lot of flaws these days, you know, even some on this conversation, obviously. And so that is the kind of thing I don't like to let my guard down. I don't like to see people or let people see that I'm not, you know, perfect, like I think in my brain. So, I mean, obviously it's a flawed evaluation of myself, but that was one thing. You're very right, John, that I probably wasn't mature enough in order to hire a coach, as well as, you know, also being too cheap. So, which is kind of, you know, immature and too cheap kind of go hand in hand, I think.
Right, exactly. And I didn't mean it like necessarily pointing the finger at you. Yeah, I just see that a lot with people, is that I think that we think we're not going to get anything out of that coach. And I think that's because we haven't opened ourselves up to become coachable.
Right.
Which those gold medalists you're talking about in the Olympics, those people are absolutely coachable, or else their coach would quit.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. I know some very successful people who are coaches, but they'll take coaching, but they won't hire a coach. So it's, you know, they would be even, you know, more successful if they did, but for some reason they won't let that guard down. And so it is something like, hey, listen, it's just going to be so much better for you, just, and you're eventually going to get coaching anyway. So just let the guard down and jump in and obviously, you know, go and ask all the people that have been that have been clients of this person, you know, check the referrals, just like you would do when you're hiring a financial advisor or something, you know, do your homework and do your due diligence, but get the right coach for you, because there's so many good ones out there. And whatever it is that you want to achieve, whether you want to be a great speaker, whether you want to be a great athlete, whether you want to be a great business owner, whether you want to be a Facebook ads person, there is a coach out there to help.
And like, do you have any suggestions of where people can go look for them?
Well, I would say, first of all, identify exactly where you want to get to. So, you know, that vision for your life, and then think, okay, if that's what I want to achieve, and I know some other people who have kind of achieved that, I'm going to go and ask them, you know, who would they recommend? And so when I hired my first coach, I just looked at this guy, Tom Venuto, who was selling, you know, thousands and thousands of copies of his program, Burn the Fat, Feed the Muscle. I'm like, hey, you know, do you do any coaching? And it was like, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, because he had never actually taken a coaching client on before. And I don't think he's ever taken on another one since, John. So I don't know what that says about me, but that's the way it turned out. And so, you know, he really helped me. He was ready at the right time. And I believe in that cliche that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And so go out there and look around, ask for referrals, do your homework, do your digging. You know, another coach that I got help from was Yannick Silver. So I started off going to his event and then working my way up. And actually, this is what I recommend for people that don't have a lot of money. I say, first of all, get a virtual mentor. Go to the library, get their books, go to YouTube, watch their free stuff. Take the value you get from that information. Go and make some money. and then go and buy their $97 course, make some money, then go back and buy their $500 seminar, make some money, go back and, you know, get one-on-one coaching from them or join their mastermind, you know, just work your way up and kind of test the waters. It's like iterating a product, but now you're iterating coaching and validating it.
I love that. I love that. And I like how your concept of getting a coach ties back to your connectedness and that one thing you have,
yeah,
which is reach out to people who have accomplished something you want to accomplish and ask them who they would recommend. It's really just that. It's asking those questions.
That's how you find most of the great people in your lives, I think.
It is. It is. Not being afraid to ask. All right, Craig, this has been an absolute blast. I want to wrap up on one final question for you, if I could.
Yeah, absolutely.
This idea I'm working with calling the entrepreneurial gap, which seems to be this gap that we live in as entrepreneurs, as dreamers. I think that we're always projecting our personal successes into the future. So in 1 month, when you hit that metric, in 3 months, when you stand on that stage, in 6 months, when you hit that revenue target, that's when you'll see yourself as successful. Yet you and I both know, Craig, that seconds before you hit that, you're going to set 10 bigger goals into the future, which I agree we have to do. But like walking towards the horizon, the further you walk, the further away it gets. So
that's a Sullivan one. That gap.
It is. He's literally like 3 blocks down from me.
Right, right.
But so from the outside, you look super successful, yet I know that it's in front of you. But I would love it right now, Craig, if you could stop, turn, and look behind you. The highs, the lows, the wins, and the losses. And tell me how you feel about your whole journey up until today.
Well, I feel pretty great. So, one of these exercises that I do in my coaching is, what would you regret not doing if in 20 years from now you didn't accomplish it, what would you regret? And so getting my book done in 2015, The Perfect Day Formula, was like one of the biggest things. Like I actually, when I was writing it, I would send the draft to my business partners. I would literally say, like, if I get hit by a bus, make sure this gets published, as my life's work. As soon as I got that, I was like, oh yes, great. But like you said, I'm always like, I should be more successful. I could be more successful. I should have more YouTube videos out and more views and all this stuff. And so I think that's part of the hunger of being an entrepreneur, and complacency really is kind of death. So you don't want to be complacent. So one thing that I do every morning is I go through a set of what I call my daily guiding documents, John. And so these are lists that I've put together of quotes from people like Yannick Silver, Dan Kennedy, Ted Nicholas. And two of the ones that stick out to me that are relevant to right now, one of them is from Yannick. He has these Maverick business rules, 34 Maverick business rules. And one of them is, make sure you take time to celebrate little victories. And so I do, whenever we do something, it's, whether it's buying an edible arrangement for the team or, paintball with the team, we do try and do some good things to celebrate, selling the 10,000th book or whatever it is. And then another thing from Ted Nicholas, and I found this at the back of like his Billionaire Ad Secrets book or something. And it was just this one line. It says he has 21 affirmations that he reads every day, I think. And one of them just says, you are already a success. And so for anybody who's achieved, almost anything, get a college degree and you get a job, or you've employed 10 people, or you've sold 1,000 copies of your program. I mean, you are already a success. And so don't forget that. And so I'm pretty mood swingy depending on my business results. So if I go a day without a big sale, I'm like, oh my goodness, the world's ending, it's so terrible. Oh, woe is me. And then, I kind of have to kick myself in the butt to think, look at what my parents went through to get me to this place. And my life is so easy, and I'm so sad because it's not easier, So I kind of get myself back on track that way. And then when things are good, I'm like, oh my goodness, my life is just the greatest thing in the world. And then I circle all the way back to kind of tie a bow on this entire presentation that we've done here today, John, is I realize, oh my goodness, I've achieved the greatest success in my personal life. My friends, my best friends are Bedros Koulian, Joel Marianne, who runs a very large supplement company called BioTrust, and Matt Smith, and then this other guy that I've been friends with for 36 years. And I could not find better friends in the world. So if everything else, goes down into the gutter, I still have these four amazing guys who are like brothers to me. And that's really what matters. So, it's all about perspective at the end of the day. And so when I look behind me, I try and always keep things in perspective and looking forward as well. So it's a really great question.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So throughout this, we've got to talk about this perfect day formula. I think now is the time where we should probably stop teasing people and we should probably tell them what it is and where they can find it.
Yeah. So it is my life's work in a book and in a box. So first of all, we started out with the book, which you can get on Amazon, Kindle, Audible, whatever version you want to get. Or you can get this thing that I call the Perfect Day Formula Kit at perfectdayformula.com. It's this video, my only unboxing video on the internet, if you know what an unboxing video is. And so, I'm taking all this stuff out and showing you all the success tools that we've extracted from the book. And it's a really, really cool system to help people get more done, make more money, still get home on time for dinner, and get the mental clutter out of their head and the mental clarity in their lives so that they know exactly where they want to get to in the future for when they're going to be successful. You know, as you said, that gap, that horizon, you know, here are those things that really matter to you. And I just love working with people who, around our age, John, especially with young kids and who are like, I've got all this opportunity in my life and there's so many things that are overwhelming them. And we just get them dialed in on what matters. And then that way they walk away and they're actually more successful when they're able to say no to things and get the right things done. And so that's my life's work. And now I do seminars on it and workshops on it too. But really starting there with the book or the kit is the best place for people. And so I'm really grateful for everybody for checking that out.
Yeah, I fully endorse the book, The Perfect Day Formula, How to Own the Day and Control Your Life, Craig Ballantyne. I just actually got to finish reading the book this morning with my coffee. And I have the whole kit. So I'm looking forward to taking action on it and getting my days in order and getting my 5-year plan set up.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. So I fully endorse it. Check it out wherever it is you buy books, but I'll also link to it in the show notes, as well as Early to Rise is the main business for Craig at earlytorise.com. You can get on the email list over there and you guys are publishing a ton of great stuff over there. So yeah. I'll link to that.
Thank you so much. And yeah, and if people want to write for us, by all means, send us an email and we'll be happy to check out your content. We want to share great content with the world. That's our mission. That's what Early to Rise, that's how I fell in love with it, John, back in 2001 when I first stumbled across it. Was like, oh my goodness, this company is sending information out for free every single day on how to, help me grow my business, become healthier, improve my wealth. It was just amazing. It was all the people who are my friends and mentors now are writing for them, like Dan Kennedy and Yannick Silver and this guy, Mark Ford. And it was amazing. And we've kept that up for 17 years now.
That's awesome. I love how this conversation keeps going full circle. So how you got your start with Men's Health by reaching out to an editor, Craig just offered to you, if you have something to write and share, you can email them and possibly get published over there. And that could be that first start to being connected with the people that you want to be connected with, doing the things you want to do.
Well said.
Yeah, that's earlytorise.com. And also Yannick Silver has been mentioned a couple times. I'll also link to, he was on the show about almost 2 years ago, I think now. It's been a long time.
What a great guy.
Yeah, totally. But I'll link to his episode as well because it was a lot of fun. And so you can track that down there. Craig.
Yeah, and then you got to get Bedros on the show. So I'll make the introduction to Bedros, my friend and an amazing entrepreneur. He has a fitness franchise with over 400 locations, and he's really great.
Wow, I love it. All right, Craig, it's been an absolute blast, man. I thank you so much for coming on. I thank you for sharing, and please just keep doing what you're doing because it's awesome, inspiring to watch.
You too, John. Thank you.
I've been sending email marketing messages for almost 7 years now. But just like in the normal way, send to everyone, send out a broadcast, set up an autoresponder maybe. And I've wanted to try marketing automation for quite a few years, but it seemed daunting. Either there was huge upfront costs or else the technical side, which I am not a technical person, was just too overwhelming. Luckily, I discovered ActiveCampaign. See why thousands are upgrading to a more intelligent marketing solution. Sign up right now for a free 14-day trial. No credit card needed. Go to activecampaign.com/hack. That's activecampaign.com/hack. All right. Well, that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that conversation a lot. I mean, it's always cool to get to talk to a fellow Canadian entrepreneur. He used to live just down the street from me. And I love his writing. I love his work that he does. And I like how he got his start by literally just reaching out to somebody. That's, to me, that's how it's done. That's how we get our breaks that we need to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish, is by taking that initiative to, I think, just to be told no, if that's what it takes. But sometimes we just get told yes, and then the path becomes clear. That whole, does it make sense going forward? But looking back, it does. So that being said, going forward, the conversations, I'm in them, so it's hard. So now I get to go back and try and make sense of the conversation. So that's what I did at this point. I'm going back through the conversation and I listened. And then I went back one more time and I listened to the conversation again. That third time through the conversation, there was one thing that I had missed that Craig had said, but I had missed it. But when I heard it back that third time, it was so very, very, very clear to me. It was it. It was the one thing. Did you get it? Did you hear it? Let's do it. Let's find the hack.
So I changed the law of attraction, which I was always very skeptical about, to the law of action attraction, that you know, when you know exactly where you want to get to, when you have a clear vision for your life, and you start taking all the steps to get there, you can achieve exactly what you want in life. Not just kind of, sort of what you want, but exactly.
And that's the hack. Craig. I love this. Not only do I love this because I really, really hate the law of attraction, but I 100% believe this. When you have that clear vision of what you want, and somehow, and then you take the action, and it's not necessarily the action, quote unquote, to get there, because you don't always know what the actions will be to get there, but momentum breeds momentum. Momentum moves you towards where you want to be, but not if you don't know where you are trying to go. I hope that makes sense. It's like you don't know exactly all the different pivots and things you're going to have to take to get there, but when you're moving forward through action and you have a final destination, you will get there. So, as I said, I've been writing, starting this year, I'm writing a lot more on the blog and trying to help you start your businesses, help you take your businesses to where you want through marketing and growth. But one of the first articles I wrote last week, it was about goal setting. It's a goal setting worksheet that you can get, and it's literally breaking your goals down. So you might have this big goal like Craig had, and you want to get there. My thing is, and the way I think that you should do it, and the way I do it personally, started about 2 years ago, is to break your goals into quarterly goals. So 3 months at a time, but have that end point where you want to get to in 3 months, and then take action. Again, it does not matter if you know how to get to where you want to be, but start taking action in the smallest way forward to get there every day, every week, every month, and you will magically end there. And it's weird because when Craig says that he missed his goal by like 3 months, this has happened to me before. And I missed it by, I think it was about 5 months, which, I mean, seems like, oh, you missed your goal. But no. And so it's a fascinating thing that I know has been ruined by the law of attraction, but I'm all for the law of action. He calls it a law of attraction, or action attraction, but it's action to me. It's action and then knowing where you want to end up, and just starting today in the smallest step forward to where that is you want to be. Craig, thank you. So yeah, hacktheentrepreneur.com. It's the place. Head over there. Active Campaign has been graciously sponsoring the show for this quarter as well. They were one of my goals, and I got them because I switched over very, very recently to use their email service and their email automation. So I reached out to them hoping that they would sponsor. They said that they would, which is really, really cool. And I've started blogging a lot more. So head over there. There's a few posts that have been put up, been doing one a week. And we have a new series called How I Started. It comes out this Wednesday, actually, on the blog. It's a text-based interview answering 21 questions for a successful entrepreneur, how they started, how they created their business idea, how they got their first customers, how they get customers now, what's the one thing they learned, what they would change, do differently. I think it's really, really cool. I'm quite proud of it, quite happy with it, and I think that you will dig it. So get over there to hacktheentrepreneur.com, get onto the email list, and I'll notify you when new posts like that come out if you would prefer. Yeah, it's good. It's fun. Check it out. All right, it's been fun. Thank you so much for stopping by. I absolutely, absolutely appreciate it. And please, until next time, keep hacking the entrepreneur.